Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord Jesus continually spoke of being sent by his Father to perform a specific work. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. He stood in the synagogue at Nazareth and read the words of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He then closed the book and sat down. As he expounded upon the sovereign work of God to show mercy to the Gentiles, using Naaman the Syrian and the widow of Sarepta, to whom the prophet Elijah was sent, as examples, they became uneasy and soon erupted in anger as they realized he was preaching the free grace of God apart from the works of the flesh, and taking away any grounds upon which they might glory. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill where their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. Later on, he made a triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a colt, the foal of an ass. In order to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah, he once again declared the very same truth which had angered the Jews as he cried out, "He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." He boldly declared his authority and equality with the Father. This is the same thing he would later say to Philip after his request to be shown the Father. "Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Did not Isaiah prophesy the same, as he said, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace? It is comforting to the minds of many who consider him as some sort of secondary figure in the Godhead, yet he is clearly one with the Father, being the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Men cannot know or approach unto the eternal God apart from knowing him, nor can any recognize his glory apart from worshiping him as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." The Lord startled many who claimed to be his disciples when he told them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." He further clarified his teaching, which manifested the unbelief of many, as he said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world clothed in the likeness of sinful flesh to do the will of his Father. He was sent by the Father and manifested the eternal life of the Father. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. This is the commandment that was given him, that he might give eternal life to all which were given to him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This comprises the entire work of Christ in the behalf of that people, which he loved with an everlasting love. To this end, the Father has bestowed upon the Son all power in heaven, earth, and hell. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. The purpose for which Christ came is that his people might be given life more abundantly. Thus he declared the glories of this everlasting life as he preached the gospel of the kingdom, and in no uncertain terms identified those who have this life as those who believe on him, who declared of himself, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. This is the commandment of Christ. Do you have life in Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.